Eddie, I'd like to begin by asking you about your grandparents. Why don't you tell me about your mother's parents first?
Well, my mother's parents both came from England. She was Sabina Monroe. She was John Noble. And so they settled in on a farm in Illinois. And my mother was raised there, although she was put into a convent for her schooling because there was no school close enough. And she graduated from the girls' seminary there close to Dwight, Illinois. And then when she was in her early 20s, they moved to California because the work on the farm was just more than grandmother and grandfather could stand. And so my grandfather started in, and he looked around out in the hills in San Diego, and he homesteaded mine out in this Pine Valley near Descanso. And they lived out there. They had a stamp mill, and it was really and truly a beautiful place because they had channeled the water from the creek, from the spring, down to this what do you call aqueduct, and it had little waterfalls in it, and that they used for the sand mill and to get the gold. And I've seen receipts from the mint where they had minted their gold. Although I don't have any of them now, too much moving around on my part. And so they operated that, and my two uncles took over when grandfather was too old to live there, and my grandfather died in San Diego, and my grandmother in San Bernardino, where my parents had moved. So the mine kind of went out of our hands because my uncles operated, and it went to their heirs instead of this way, but that was okay. And go down there. I think it's a Boy Scout camp or something of the sort now. I don't think there's any mining going on. However, when we used to go down there as children, there was a big cave where they kept their butter and milk and all that. It was cold, and there was kind of a little spring that dipped water down. And it was a safe place to go, and they felt, if there was a fire, which it was.
Do you remember the house that they lived in?
Well, it was more or less a series of houses. They slept in one house, and one house was a cookhouse, and one house was the living room, and there was a series of different houses. They just didn't live close to, they didn't cook in the same house they lived in, nor did they entertain in that same house. But my grandfather used to have friends from England, and they would want to have a steeplechase or a fox hunt. And it was all very entertaining, really entertaining. And it was nice memories. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your mother talking about her childhood in Illinois at all?
Well, it was on the farm, and it was strictly, they were, I guess, pretty well off. And well, they had the same fox hunts and the things back there that they did out here. It was a lot of hard work, and they had a lot of hired help. but no household help. So the women had to help with the housework and cooking for the hired help. But she always said it was very beautiful. She always loved it. But once she came to California, she never went back to the farm again. She did go back. I took her back after I was married to see her sister who lived in Rock Island. And that's the only time she ever went back. But then I was full grown then too. And she never, she had relatives back there. She used to talk about them. One of them was an internationally famous painter, John Noble. I think that picture of the gold rush, the governor of Oklahoma bought it, the opening of the strip. The governor of Oklahoma bought it. And it's on exhibition there in the state capitol. But they lived in Kansas. Those days. And I visited there too. As a matter of fact, I lived not too far from Wichita. I lived in Blackwell, Oklahoma for 10 years, and that's where my children were born. I lived on a farm.
After you were married?
After I was married. Mm-hmm. So, very rough. It was during the festival and the first of the Depression. So, but as far as we didn't, you know, we just saw my grandparents maybe once a month when we would go to San Diego. And then when grandmother moved up close to us, but we saw more of her. And she would make donuts for us for breakfast. Can you imagine that?
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And she had quite a garden. She was still a farmer at heart. And she used to have long lines of peppers hanging up near the barn door. And see, there were horses and cows then in the neighborhood where we lived. There was none of this business of you can't have livestock or chickens. And that was years and years later. But when I was growing up, we had a horse, and we had what you would call kind of a little cattle load that we had in the mountains in the summertime. And we grew up every summer. So my summers were spent a lot at Big Bear, what is now Big Bear. Mm-hmm. And I think they built that dam around 1910 or something like that. I don't remember the date, not exactly. And they even built the dam that Lake Arrowhead, which they called Little Bear at the time. And they built that when I was maybe about 8. And the pine needles were so thick, you know. They were you would step on them and your feet would go out from under you if you were on a hill, and it was fun. So most of my summers were spent up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, in San Bernardino, there were no paved streets, and we had to walk to school, which was pretty muddy. And I don't even remember the name of the school anymore. It's been that long. Mm-hmm. And the winters were cold. They used to have ice on the little puddles. And it was much colder than it is now. And the summers were equally hot. So, and of course, that's my much as I could tell you about my mother's people.
Okay. Were there special things that you remember about your grandfather? Special things that you might have done with him?
Oh, yes. He was a big, tall man, very slow-spoken, and well, I don't think he could see jokes very good. But he always said that I looked like his sister. But not really. I think I was only maybe 7 or 8 when he died. So there's really not a lot that I can remember about him. And my grandmother, I think she died about a year later. So there wasn't a lot that I could tell you about them, only from what my mother used to tell. And, of course, that was all the fox hunts and all that. And the big stories, I do know that at one time, out of the mines, there was another man out there. He had built a little house just beyond my father's boundary line, my grandfather's boundary line. And they used to come over and spend the evening. And one evening they looked out and there this big fire was over there. Well, this man was never known to have anything, nothing. No furnishings in his house, hardly an extra pair of clothes. And they looked out and they saw this fire. And he said, "Oh, heaven! All my life's fading, going up in smoke." And from that, it almost was a very funny thing, because he really didn't have that much. And that's all I can tell you about that.
What about your father's parents?
Well, they never came out here. They say my father was born in, his parents were born in Virginia. And then his mother was born in Ireland. Anyway, they were married in Virginia. And they moved to Ohio before my father was born. And then when he was in his teens, they sold out that farm and moved to Illinois, where they homesteaded a barn. And one of my father's brothers, who never married, stayed with that farm. As a matter of fact, I think there were a family of 8, and only 3 of them got married. The rest of them were all old maids, no bachelors. So I didn't have very many relatives on that side, but my father went back when his mother was dying. I think that was about 1912 or something, then I was about 10. And other than that, he never went back again. That was in, they lived in Urbana. And she was a very beautiful woman. She had great big black eyes, and she had naturally curly hair, was just jet black. And my father was like that too. He had curly hair, so do I. And she used to spin yarn and I guess everything that they did on the farm, like I said, she died in 1910 too, so 1912. So I didn't really ever see her or my other grandfather.
Did your father talk about his life as a child on the farm?
Yes, he used to talk about it. They had not only had 8 children, but they had 4 foster children they raised. And all of them had to work. And it was all horse-drawn. There was no mechanized equipment. And my father never liked it. So he went to the University of Illinois, and he became a teacher. And he never said too much about it. He just didn't like that sort of a life. So his brothers and sisters, yes, he'd talk about them and his mother, but never about the farm. He just didn't like it. So I couldn't, other than what different ones have told me now, and my cousins that live close by, I used to go there and be there just like one, they belonged to the family, you know. Like grandmother was their own mother. But we were too far away. So that was it.
How did your parents meet?
They met in San Diego. And they lived within 50 miles of each other in Illinois. And my mother's oldest brother went to the University of Illinois with my father. And when my mother's people moved to California, my uncle kept writing to my father, and finally my father thought, well, he'd come out and see what it was like. He did, and he married my mother. And they were married in the Del Carnata Hotel.
When was that?
Oh, boy. That was when it was first built, in the 1880s sometime. It hadn't been built too long when they were married. And then my mother didn't care for San Diego. She was so damp, she said. So my father wasn't just as happy with his job down in San Diego, so he went to San Bernardino and he started working for the Santa Fe. So that's where we were all born, where we were all raised. And two of my brothers worked for the Santa Fe, and one of them was a foreman. He had worked for about 48 years. And he just died 2 years ago.
Yeah. What was your mother's name?
Jenny Noble.
And when was she born?
She was born in... Massillon, Ohio, and then the family moved to Illinois from Ohio. That's the name of the town. Around Dwight, Illinois, which I think is down in the southern part. And,
she born in 1860?
Something around in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd have to figure that one all out.
What do you remember about her as a child?
Who, mine?
Yes. Your mother.
Oh,
when you were a child.
Well,
what was it like?
We lived in we had quite a large footage, as far as the home. I think we had about 300 feet front and about maybe 300 back. We had a horse, and we had cows, and we had a garden, and we even had bees. And of course, there was a lot of fun. The orchard was the most fun, where the hummingbirds used to make their nests in the apricot trees. And the apricot trees had such low branches that I could just pull the branch down and look in the nest. And those birds, you know, for some reason, they raised up in the nest. The rest were all so deep. And they never got out of the nest, though, when they were. And they were so tiny. They were just minute little things. And, of course, in childlife, I had three. We had cats, but for some reason the cats never bothered the birds. And we had chickens, but that was on such a small scale that it wasn't like living on the farm at all. And we didn't have running water in the house until I think I was about maybe 12. There just was no water lines, and there was no sewers. We had a little outhouse, and that was always a smelly place. But we had so many big eucalyptus trees around, you know, how I loved the smell of them. And we used to help with the garden, and the girl, my sister and I just had the one sister, we always had to help with the laundry, and the boys had to take care of the yard. And so, there was all this business of trapezes and swings. And I remember my brother getting on top of the house and had a swing that was going to swing from the tree, from the top of the house, and the rope was attached to a big cottonwood tree. The rope was too long for the swing he was going to make, and so he broke his shoulder. And we were always going to San Diego. We'd get on the train. My father had a pass, and we could all go to San Diego at least once a month to see my grandparents. And we'd get ready to leave the train about Oceanside, because we figured we were almost there. The ocean suggested San Diego. Seems so silly, and after we grew older, we realized how silly. and then, of course, in the summertime, it was sickly play, because we were wandering all over those mountains, the San Bernardino Mountains, that is. And there was only that small dam there in Big Bear Lake. And they have made it much larger since. And there for several years, there was no lake at all. And, oh, it's lots of fun. Yeah, we'd go and stay all summer long, live in a tent. We didn't have a house, we just lived in a tent, and we cooked outside. Of course, I felt every bone in my body the first couple of nights that I had to sleep on the ground, but then that was good too. There were other families that were real close, and they had children, and it was just play, that's all.
Did your father go to work from there? Or
no,
did
no, he stayed, he'd come up on weekends. And my mother and children would be up in the mountains. And later, my oldest brother married one of the girls that was in the campsite with us. And my youngest brother did too. Now, both of them married Native Californians too. We rode horseback. We'd even try standing up on the horse's back. And when we do that, why, it always knew, I guess because of our feet. And it would always try and run under low bridge, low limbs, knock us off. We never got hurt. It was so sudden, you know. We just never got hurt. I never remember having a broken bone. But everything was very, very plain. There was no frills or anything like that. In the wintertime, I took music lessons, and I did get to be quite a pianist. But then after I got married, I had no piano. So all that kind of, well, I can still pick out music, but not all that good. And then when I was only 12 years old, my oldest brother, like I said, had married when the girls that lived in the campsite close to us, and they had a little baby girl, and they let me have that for my living doll. And I took care of her a lot. And when he finished his apprenticeship at the Santa Fe, he was the machinist, they wanted me to go along because I kind of looked after the little girl. So I went with them, and I stayed out there a year with them in Arizona. And we are, Rosalind and I are very close together because of that relationship. Incidentally, she is Rosalind Carter. Not the First Lady, but First Lady Rosalind Carter San Bernardino. And